transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
This morning we're going to begin a journey, my brothers and sisters. It is not a journey to the ocean. It is not a journey to some mountaintop. It is a spiritual journey. The journey that we call the Triodion period, the 3 weeks, 4 Sundays before Holy and Great Lent. And in this period, the church asks us to consider how we understand God, how we understand our life, how we are going to, if we choose to look at life a certain way, how we're going to change our life to live with Christ. And so this morning, the first Sunday on this little journey of ours is the Sunday of the publican and the Pharisee. We just heard the story. There were two men that went into the church. And the Pharisee, the one who was supposed to know all the rules, the one who outwardly was living a holy life. If you looked at the way he was living, you would say, "Ah, kalos anthropos in aftos. There is a good man. Aios anthropos. He's doing all the right things, the holy man." And so he goes into the church and he raises his hands and he says, "Thank you, God, that I'm not like all those horrible people behind me. Ευχαριστώθε, μόνο εγώ είμαι καλός. I'm the only one that is good." That's what he's thinking. But in the back of the church, the tax collector, ο αμαρτωλός, he can't even raise his eyes up to heaven. He cannot even look up, and he's beating himself. Κύριε ελέησόν με. Κύριε ελέησόν. Κύριε ελέησόν με. My brothers and sisters, our Orthodox life is not about the rules we follow. The rules are given to us from our church in order to shape our life, in order to train us to live as God wants to live. We don't follow the rules just because they are rules. Η ζωή μας δεν είναι μόνο εντολές. Η ζωή, την εκκλησία μας, είναι για τον διορθώμεθο, to correct our life. And this is why when Christ says it was the tax collector, it was the sinner that went home justified, because he understood that his life was sinful and that his life wasn't where it needed to be. I know this is going to come as a big shock to all of you, but all of us have something to fix in our life. All of us have somewhere where we can grow closer to God this year during our Great Lenten journey. But we're not going to be able to get there if we live like the Pharisee. We're not going to be able to recognize the things that we have to change in our lives if we live thinking that we're already perfect. And the two examples that the Pharisee gave, he said, "I have followed all the rules since I was a young boy." He says, "I fast twice a week, and I give my 10% to the church." Νηστεύω δύο φορές την εβδομάδα και δίνω 10% την εκκλησία μας. And he thinks he's proud. Look at how I'm so wonderful. This is why this week, now listen carefully. This week the church forbids fasting. Νηστεία του εβδομάδα απογορεύεται. It is forbidden to fast this week. Just to help us realize that we don't fast just because it's a rule. And so this week, we do not fast. It is forbidden. And yet we're going to have three liturgies this week. Tomorrow for St. Photios, Wednesday for St. Gregory, and Friday for St. Haralambos. And yet we're going to have liturgy and we're going to have Holy Communion. Χωρίς νηστεία! Πω! Θα τρελαθώ! We are going to have Holy Communion three times this week and we're not going to be allowed to fast. How is that possible? How is it possible that today we're going to go home and we're going to enjoy the Super Bowl? I'm going to be asleep, by the way. I don't watch the Super Bowl. We're going to go home and we're going to enjoy it. We're going to have our food. We're going to have our mezedakia, right? We're going to have keftedakia. And tomorrow we're going to have liturgy. And even though we are not going to fast this week, we are still going to be able to receive Holy Communion. Γιατί, πώς είναι αυτό? Ο Απόστολος Παύλος μας λέει, όποιος θέλει να νηστεί, να νηστεύει, νηστεύει. Αν δεν θέλει να νηστεύει, άφησε τον. Saint Paul teaches us, whoever wants to fast, let him fast. Whoever doesn't want to fast, let him be. He doesn't have to fast. My brothers and sisters, fasting, I'm going to say this twice because this is an important one. Fasting is not going to get you to heaven. Fasting is not going to get you to heaven. Fasting is going to change your life if you look at it from the right perspective. And so I'm going to challenge us week after week after week as the weeks come on, as we prepare for Holy and Great Pascha. How are we changing our life? How are we bringing our life into Christ? Πώς αλλάξαμε την ζωή μας? Κάναμε προσευχές κάθε μέρα? Are we saying our prayers in the morning? Every morning? Το μεσημέρι να κάνουμε προσευχή? Are we stopping in the middle of the day to say even a brief Pater Imon? Or are we too busy in our lives to take a moment? Κάνουμε μια προσευχούλα. Say just a small little prayer. Do we find ourselves at night so exhausted that we go to bed and we forget to say our prayers or even open the Holy Scriptures? My brothers and sisters, this is our opportunity to shake ourselves up, to change the way we look at what we have accomplished and realize that we have a long way to go. There is a great distance between where God wants our life and where it is today. If we think that is not true, αν σκεφτόμαστε είμαστε κοντί στον Θεό. We're going to be surprised. Είμαστε μακριά από το Θεό. Έτσι είναι, λέει το Ευαγγέλιο σήμερα. Ο Φαρισαίος ήταν μακριά. Σκέφτεται ότι δεν είναι μακριά, αλλά είναι μακριά. That is the beautiful message in this morning's gospel, my brothers and sisters. The Pharisee thought he was close to God. He didn't realize he was far away. And so this is our opportunity, our chance to change and to live that new life in Christ that God has desired for all of us. This is why we have this great season, this great journey that is coming up for us. Πρέπει να παρακλήσουμε στον Θεό για να ελέησον εμάς. Κύριε ελέησον, Κύριε ελέησον, Κύριε ελέησον. Ως τον τελώνιο. We have to continually ask God to have mercy on us. As the tax collector did, as the sinner did. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Κύριε ελέησον εμάς. Καλή δύναμη φέτος η Τριώδιον και Τσαρακοστή. Θα είναι ευνοημένη η εκδρομή. Αν θέλουμε. It's going to be a blessed journey. It's going to be a blessed trip if we wish to follow the way of God. Glory to God for all things.
As far as they could bear it. Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.